Hello there, and welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. The boys are coming to you from their hidden camp, set deep in the Florida woods on the banks of the mystic Suwannee River. So let's take a moment and hear from the boys of old Florida.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Palm and Pine Podcast. We are grateful to be back here with y'all again here today.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I tell you what, I'm keyed up today, Douglas. I'm on my second cup of coffee. I do that bulletproof coffee.
Black Rifle bulletproof.
That's it. Yeah. You put in, let's see, it's got like, It's got ghee. Okay. You ever heard of ghee? Ghee? It's like condensed butter.
Okay, right. It's like the oil out of the butter.
Yeah. Like all the good part of the butter, yeah. Which is hard to believe is a bad part.
I was wondering what was floating on the top of your coffee.
Yeah. I got that ghee in there.
I didn't want to say anything.
Yeah, and then I got them MCT oils, medium chain triglycerides. Okay, those MCTs, This is some basic biochem.
Okay.
They kind of go straight to the bloodstream, instant energy.
Instant energy. Yeah. I'll have to get some of that.
Then you kind of combine that with the caffeine. And man, you just keyed up. You're wired up tighter than socks on a rooster then, boys.
The things you learn on the Palm and Pine Podcast.
I tell you, we're going to be doing some learning, because speaking of caffeine, we got an episode coming up, Douglas.
Coming up, y'all.
Where we going to do a little field trip, and we're going to collect some, what the Seminole Indians called black drink. And that's from the Yaupon holly tree. And we're going to show our listeners and our viewers how to make that. And it's the only caffeinated plant in North America.
Right.
So imagine, somehow, them Seminoles and them Native Indians, they found out a way to make something out of it.
When you're hungry, you start eating about everything.
Yeah. And then you start vomiting. Like, wait a minute, that last plant.
Oh, that swamp cabbage is good.
Yeah. But that holly kind of got me keyed up.
Okay. Well, that's good.
It's kind of like the earliest form of Florida meth.
Right.
It was the Yaupon holly.
Right, they couldn't grow coffee here, so they got that, So,
but what do you know new, sir?
I was thinking the other day, we had Luther B. Him on the podcast. We were very fortunate to have him a few months ago, and that day when he was leaving, now we didn't record this, but as he was leaving, you said, "Let us know, Luther, if there's anything we can help you with."
Which is something
you say. It's a common gesture.
Right.
Now you're hoping they don't say anything.
Right. Kind of like when you ask somebody, how you doing?
Right. You're hoping, and if it's money, you're hoping it's not more than $5 because you're a bit short yourself.
Right.
But, Luther being a Beecham, he went right for the jugular. You might remember. He went right for the jugular. Can you help me with my mower?
Yeah. I need a mower repair. Yeah, on that Briggs & Stratton.
Look, y'all, we can help you clean out your garage. We can help you move some limbs, We can help you with a little fence work, but we can't help you with your mower. You're on your own there, because every Florida man has his mowing issue, his issue with his mower. Because, Steve, I don't think people realize from other areas how much you have to mow in Florida.
It's almost year-round.
Like, you'll be up in December cutting grass.
Yeah.
And then the sand, the amount of mowing and the sand just destroys your mower. So it's a lifetime struggle for all Florida men.
I remember Dad telling me, well, I got to go mow. And he'd always add, mostly I'm mowing sand. Because you get like a sandblast effect.
Right, it's like a storm.
Yeah, sandblast.
So I know y'all up north will say stuff like that when you move to Florida. I don't ever want to shovel snow again, eh? Yeah. Well, let me let you in on something. That snow shovel is going to get replaced if you have a lawn with five times the amount of mowing.
And if you got a lawn like we got, it's going to be mostly sand that you're moving around and not much grass. Now, there's some other stuff you might mow, dog fennel.
So every Florida man is in a certain state with his mower, and you can ask him about it, and usually it's not good. Now, every Florida man has that honeymoon period when everything on the mower works.
Oh, yeah. Like you
just bought a new mower.
Yeah, it's great.
You were in your honeymoon period.
Oh, yeah.
You come out in the morning and no tire is flat.
And you just turn the key and
it starts. Imagine that. Every Florida man has that honeymoon or honeymoon period, maybe a few in his life, but usually they're fighting with that mower And you can ask any Florida man, how's your mower doing right now? And they'll tell you, and usually it, well, the tire's flat.
Right.
It won't start.
Oh, yeah.
The belt's off.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The
yeah.
blades are no good.
Yeah.
Because Florida man, he will keep mowing very old into life because Florida man doesn't want to have to get a surrogate mower.
Get like a spare mower or somebody come help. Right.
That's called lawn service. That
right,
surrogate
right.
mower. Because when Florida man gets that surrogate mower, Florida woman won't respect him anymore.
That's right. You lose kind of your manliness when you hire. If you got to hire somebody to mow your lawn. Yeah. Yeah.
That's it. You know, so y'all watch out. You're coming to Florida. You will learn about mowing. You in the barbershop with some old men, what are they talking about? They're talking about mowing.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
And people have no idea how much you have to mow down here. It's just unreal.
You know, I was held. A lot of people don't know this about me, Douglas, but I was held prisoner of war up in Kansas for about 22 years. And up there, they got that fescue. They got a fescue grass.
Right. Yeah.
Man, it is pretty. Yeah. Man, it's beautiful, pretty grass. And you mow it, you make them lines. You know how you do them lines? You do like a diagonal and then a straight. And, you know, man, it just looks, and not a grain of sand to be found.
Oh, it's just all clay, right?
Your
mower lasts like 20 years.
Mower lasts a lifetime. Like some of them boys still have, you know that old Craftsman mower?
That they still had that Western Auto mower.
Yeah, that old Craftsman. original Craftsman mower. There are plenty of them in Kansas still. They'll ride a town on them. They'll mow with them. And that's the difference. It's a lot cleaner of a mow, right? Just nothing but grass. And it's like a utopia for mowing up there.
Yeah, right.
It only lasts about 60 days.
Right. Right. It isn't the mowing pressure you get here. And here, you'll have that bahia. And what happens with that bahia is by the time you're finished the yard, it's time to start mowing it again.
Right, it grows so fast. And it's like mowing rope. it's like a fiber. It's a fibrous grass. It is not an easy cut by no means.
Right. So your snow shoveling will get replaced with about 5 times as much mowing when you come down to the Sunshine State.
That's right. As, you know, it's like Dad said, there's always something to take the joy out of living. You come down here and you think,
it will auto-compensate, y'all, that snow shoveling.
I tell you what else you'll find out. You'll come down here from up north and you'll be like, oh, this is the promised land. You know, we won't have to shovel snow. And one trip to Walmart's all it'll take. You'll meet Florida man. or even go to that new Costco in the village.
Yeah, probably looking at the mowers out front.
Yeah, Florida man would be out there just pissed off looking at them mowers.
Yeah. Will this one last a month or 2 months? That's about all it's good for.
That's
you,
right.
You
know? That's right. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, Douglas, you want to. You got any news?
I just
to
had
bring
an
forward?
Exciting and informative news story, especially for young Florida man. He'll want to hear this story.
Well, I definitely have a humdinger that I'm bringing to. I don't know what yours is about, but I have got
it's a hum something.
I tell you, and you know, I tell you, we could tell our viewers this and listeners, but you and I both, Douglas, it's that time of year where we get really busy here in Florida, and we've had a freaking cold spell. To end all cold. I mean, I tell you, I ain't seen no, these grown kids running around here, 30-year-old kids that had never seen cold weather like
we had
this year.
Right, it's been the 80s.
Yeah.
Since we've had bad cold spell.
Yeah, you and I remember it, but a 30-year-old, they're just like in shock.
Yes, that's right.
Or a Yankee that just moved down.
Absolutely.
You know, like, oh my God,
I can't
believe it.
We've had a cold couple of weeks, so it's a time to get outside work done, y'all.
Yeah,
so that's where we've been.
We have been going at it. We've had a lot of family things we've been working on, some issues. We're prayerful about it. It's all going
to
work out.
You get to working hard outside, you get accidents maybe.
You're going to have some accidents, stuff's going to tear up.
It's been a tough time for us and for some other people out there.
We are faithful and we are doing great. But that's one of the things we haven't done as many episodes as we would like. But any chance we get, like today, we're going to be on it. And remember, Patreon paid members, $1.99 a month.
Right.
They get this episode immediately. they will also get it on video format. So anyway, when we do some of these field trips, like that black drink coming up, that'll be in a video format. You'll want to be a paid member on Patreon so you can see our antics in living color.
You can see which plant to pick. You won't be picking the wrong plant.
Yeah, that's right, because you picked the wrong plant in Florida, and things can go sideways on you real quick.
You got to get the right mushroom, y'all.
Right. All right, with that, let's roll right into that Palm and Pine newscast right now.
Breaking news right now.
Joining us now for more on all of this, White House Press Secretary Kaylee Knight.
All right, Douglas, what do you got happening?
I just have the most amazing story, and this occurred in Flagler County, and it's a good little lesson for young Florida men out there up and coming. Let me tell you guys a little bit, and this is just my opinion on the Palm and Pine podcast. Right. You young men, you're looking into women, and there you'll find basically two kinds of Florida women.
Right.
You'll find the kind that will work. That's the kind you really want to bring home.
Yeah.
And then there's the party girl Florida woman.
Right. Yeah, the one that works, she'll get you the health insurance. and then you can just mow. You know?
Right. Every good, successful Florida man has a woman that works in town.
That's right. She's getting health insurance and all those kind of things, those benefits, and you can stay home and mow.
Or work on the mower. You'll be doing one of the two. But the party, Florida party girl could be a lot of fun. But here's the advice, y'all. My opinion, you want to leave the party girl at the party.
Right. It's just like here's a good metaphor. You like a young kid's got a toy box. You take the toy out, you play with it, but you put it back. you have your little fun, but then you put it back, right? That's what we're saying here.
Now, many a young Florida man has ruined 15 years of his life by bringing party girl home. Okay? So you want to leave the party girl at the party. And there's another caveat to this, which is very important, y'all, young Florida man. When you leave her at the party, you want to make sure she doesn't know how to get down to where you're at.
Oh, yeah. You know, if you got a hidden lair like our camp back here, you bring somebody in here at night, that's okay. You know, you kind of got that. You ain't going to find it again. But
so we'll read in this news story, Florida man made... Yeah, he was trying to do the right thing, but he forgot that caveat because party girl knew where he lived, and it didn't turn out good for him.
He made that one mistake.
Flagler County, I'll just read the headline.
Over there on the East Coast.
Florida woman attacks, throws steak knives at man after he left her at a bar, a deputy said.
Good gracious. Right. Doing that knife throwing.
You would not believe it here. So it is Diane Keller, 34. She was arrested on charges of aggravated battery and domestic battery, according to Flagler County Sheriff's Office. So Florida man had taken Florida woman to a bar, to a club. They were partying. Mm-hmm. He had enough and was wanting to go home.
He put the toy back in the toy box.
Right. And she wanted to stay there and party.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, here's how Florida man dealt with it. He just left her there. A good move, y'all, but she knew how to get down to where he was at.
That's right.
Okay. So he left her at the bar, and later at night, she confronted him and began to impart some damage on the man. She began throwing steak knives at him. He hid behind the couch. And then he come out to kind of overtake her. And when he got close, she had a hidden weapon and gouged him with a bottle opener and did lacerate him.
Oh, my goodness. Right? Gosh. The old couch looked like a pincushion, probably. steak knives all stuck in.
And then he made a mistake and turned and ran. You know how guys, when you like talk to royalty, you like face them and you back away? Well, that's the way you want to deal with mad Florida woman.
I'm a wildlife biologist, so let me just tell you, grizzly bear, you don't run.
You don't turn. Right.
Because that just keys that predator instinct.
Right.
And Florida woman's the same.
Okay, well, he turned and run.
Never run from Florida woman.
Let me tell you about Florida woman throwing things. Now, they have not been trained. They do not go to class in throwing things. Right. But when she's mad at you, she can really throw some things, and she will hit her mark. I don't know why it is.
It's uncanny.
But she's going to hit her mark. So he turned and ran, and she did start throwing steak knives and did strike him twice in the back with the steak knives.
God. How hot.
And when sheriff deputies arrived, he was bleeding profusely from three puncture wounds and lacerations in his body. And she was taken into custody, Florida woman.
She must have got one of them deals at Costco that's got like 17 knives. Like
I think maybe they were at his house, and she was just throwing them knives.
Hopefully not one of them Ginsu knives.
That's it. And she's being held on $12,000 bond in Flagler County Jail. So there's a lesson to you Florida men out there. You know, leave the party girl at the party and make sure she doesn't know how to get down to where you're at. And when she starts throwing things, she will hit her mark. I don't know how it works out like that.
But I'm going to tell you something about Florida woman. You're going to find Lima 1, Lima 2. Always going to be a factor, and often Lima 3.
Right.
But definitely Lima 1, Lima 2
absolutely
on this deal.
Absolutely, Lima 1 and Lima 2 are involved in this. Now, I have a story for another episode, but all three categories
all three, right. Well, once you get a family mix in there, you get all three categories.
Right,
but we definitely know, and again, we want to give credit to Dennis Lima, the sheriff of Seminole County. He came up with these three categories, all these Florida crimes are going to be associated with
as a causal factor. Never fail.
And I've got one, Douglas, that I'm going to bring to the table here, and we're going to do an in-depth, as we always do. We'll do an in-depth analysis and try to
Look at what we just learned from that story. Florida man, the things he learned. You know.
Now, this is Florida man again, but not necessarily young Florida man, 51 years old. And this is Mr. Kevin Dale Westerhold. All right.
I was still bad when I was 50.
Yeah. This is down there in Kissimmee. You know, a lot of people don't know how to say Kissimmee. But this is down there in Kissimmee. He was there kind of on a little deal, a little vacation at a resort.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, you know, we gave a little guidance to these young Florida man. This is an older Florida man. So he knows, right? He knows okay. There's the party woman. And there's a woman that'll work. But if you can't get either, if you can't get either, you can do what we call what Mr. Jess back in our science class, he'd call other means, right? So other means is what this gentleman decided to do. So let me just read the headline. Osceola County. Man arrested for performing sex act with vacuum cleaner at Kissimmee Resort. So this old boy, he was out there, and now remember the charge, the first charge.
I didn't know that was illegal.
Well, what's the first charge going to be? Because he was out on the sidewalk, Douglas. Now, had he been in the privacy of his own home. with the old Kirby shop vac, he'd have been fine, right? Right. But see, here's where to get you. You out there in that public, right? And you on the sidewalk at a resort in Kissimmee, Florida. Now, what's that first charge going to be? You know what it is, that first charge.
Exposure
of sexual organs. So that was the first charge. And then, is also, they got him like performing a sexual act with a vacuum cleaner outside a residence. And he was on Grassendale Street, Windsor Hills Resort. And this was just the other day, Douglas. This was just the other day, January 27th, about a week ago.
Now, what county is that in?
Osceola County. Okay, all right. Yeah. And witnesses, you know, had seen him out there exposing himself. That's how it started. And so they started calling in. Him and his wife was there. They were registered.
I was going to say, I bet the old boy's married.
Yeah. She was in the Airbnb, and he's out there on the street in front of the Airbnb. And so they first started calling him in for that exposure of sex organs, and then he got the vacuum cleaner out and went to town. Now,
well, did he have like the snout of it, elephant like thing? Going
here's
on?
The deal, and we'll try to find this. Patreon members, you be on the lookout. We'll try to get this up there because they were calling it in. They started to describe the sex performance, right, that was going on to the 911 dispatcher. Well, you know, that's one thing. That's a form of evidence, right?
Yeah, eyewitness. Right.
But, you know, in today's world, there's the Ring doorbell and the Blink cameras, you know, all these
people. Everywhere.
Everywhere. So they were able to confirm everything as described by the callers. You know, the callers are in their apartments looking out. And so, yes, they were able to pull up all that footage and got all the you know, additional details on everything that he had done.
What did he have to say for himself? I kind of need that thing. It helps me go or something.
I guess, I don't know. I think, whatever a grown man does in the privacy of his home, if he's not hurting anyone, that's one thing. But
what did he tell his wife? You know, was she mad at the vacuum cleaner? That vacuum cleaner's got to go.
Well,
it's either me or the vacuum cleaner.
Well, I tell you what, here's the other thing. You know, what if you or I rented that Airbnb the following week and we get that vacuum cleaner and we're, you know, how do we know that vacuum cleaner has not been sexy harassed? You know,
he was on it, boy. I'll tell you what. His wife must feel really bad about that. He's chosen a vacuum cleaner over her. Yeah.
Yeah. It said all the callers, there was multiple callers, and they all described a similar behavior. So they were pretty good. But then once they got them Ring cameras and them Blink cameras,
deputies have seen it all now.
They'd seen it all.
So what, did he have anything to say for himself?
Well, he went on to the Osceola Airbnb. not that Airbnb, but they had another one set up for him. We get them.
Yeah.
But we got a picture of him. We'll put that on the Patreon. Yeah,
Santa Barbara gets one breed, we get the other.
Yeah,
so here we are.
So exposure of sex organs and a new one, Doug, performing a sexual act with a vacuum cleaner outside a residence. That is illegal in Florida, so just make a note of that.
But what if he got stuck in that old thing in that snout?
Right. Ooh, doggies, I tell you what.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, that's all I got, Douglas, for today.
That's enough.
I could go for three more hours with the news stories, but we got plenty. But
That's enough for today.
And anyway,
cleaner sex act, a knife throwing Florida woman, you know, don't turn your back to them, you know.
Just watch your P's and Q's out there, folks.
Right,
there's video cameras everywhere.
That is. Yeah.
And be careful out there. Be careful who you choose, who or what you choose as your partner. Be very, very careful.
Now, I said you wanted a woman at work. I didn't mean a vacuum cleaner.
Right. That vacuum cleaner worked. That thing must have had I was going to say it had a long cord, but a lot of them are rechargeable.
Oh, no. We were some bad kids when we were young, but I don't think we ever thought about a vacuum cleaner.
We had what Dad would say, you know, is good sense. So, we had good sense, but
it was a better state when they carried them nightsticks, them cops.
Back in the day. But all right, folks. Well, hey, that's all we got for right now. And until next time, keep it Florida. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Palm and Pine Podcast. This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and should not be considered professional advice. The views and opinions expressed by the host or any guest are our own and do not necessarily reflect the views of any affiliates. Our opinions are just that, opinions, and are not legal or medical advice. But in our opinion, avoid lawyers and big pharma at all cost. Copyright 2026. Palm and Pine Podcast. All rights reserved. Please subscribe and share. Okay, until next time, keep it Florida, and we'll see you soon.